And now it is time for another Valley Talk program here on KROX, as we're going to talk Crookston Chamber of Commerce. We have Janelle Wald and Carrie Berquist in. And, well, first of all, Janelle, a quick introduction for those that haven't met you yet. You are the new Chamber Executive Director, and maybe tell us a little more about yourself.
Yes, thank you. So my name is Janelle Wald. I'm the new chamber executive, and I'm originally from Polk County and happy to be here in Crookston. I have a background in workforce development in the local area and strength in business engagement. So I'm really looking forward to working with the business community, membership, and entities on engagement strategies. So thank you for having me today.
And how is it? How long have you been in the position now?
A little over a month. Oh. So.
And how has it gone so far? Hitting the ground running, I suppose?
That's correct. Yep. Right into Adopt-A-Basket program.
And, well, let's talk about the Adopt-A-Basket program. We also have board member Carrie Berquist, as we said, in as well. And the Adopt-A-Basket program is, well, there's still room to adopt a basket to beautify Crookston. And tell us more about that.
Hi, good morning. Thank you. And welcome, Janelle. I'm so glad you're here.
Thanks, Carrie.
You are a fine wine, and you will complement this community perfectly. Anyway, so yeah, we are gearing up for the Adopt-A-Basket program again this year. And Chris, you mentioned the magic word beautify. That is exactly what we are trying to do. Beautify Crookston. Through most of the summer, typically the flower baskets go up Memorial Weekend, and then they are up through the summer, at least through Oxcart Days. Not only does it, it's twofold really, not only does it make Crookston look a little more appealing, but it is also a fundraiser for the chamber. So this has been going on well before my time. I bet we're in the second decade, actually, if not more. So there's a pretty long history behind there. And actually, it's threefold. Not only is it a fundraiser, it makes Crookston look a little more welcoming. But when you purchase or adopt your basket, your flower, you have the option to make someone well, appreciate them. We can honor our loved ones who may have passed. We can use them to donate to, we'll skip that part. Anyway, so they are $75 a basket this year. The great thing about that is we are buying them locally through D&D, and we've done that for several years, so we definitely appreciate that partnership there with them. So we're doing a little bit of a deal this year. One basket is $75, or you can get two for $1.40. Wouldn't that be nice?
That's a great deal.
We'd have them filled up by the end of the day, really. It's $140, not $1.40. So, again, it's a great thing to participate in, honor a loved one, or maybe just recognize a business, whatever it may be. And then beautify Crookston, and then towards the end of the program, we then list all of those donors and who they bought in memory of, or why they bought the basket. So so you do get, with your purchase, you know, it's of course the flower and made by love with our friends at D&D. And then we, the city of Crookston, that park and rec crew, they are out watering every morning and even on the weekend. So, we thank them for maintaining those throughout the summer to make sure that they look the best that they can. So that's all I really have to share about the Adopt-A-Basket program.
And with this, you can honor a loved one, or it can be a business as well, and businesses have bought baskets as a way to help out, and I suppose you could claim the one in front of your business if you're in, along the way, but it's also a good way for businesses to help beautify Crookston as well. So it's not just individuals that can do it, right?
For sure. Yeah. Or if you don't even have a reason, you just want to buy one, we definitely encourage that too.
Yes, and as Carrie mentioned, and thank you, Chris, we'll recognize all participants and more memorials in a variety of ways. So the list will be shared with the Crookston Times and KROX Radio, and we'll share on our social media platforms and post on our website. So we want to recognize everyone that helps us with this wonderful project. And thank you to all of those that have already sent in their Adopt-A-Basket forms and have adopted their beautiful flowers that'll be hanging strategically. As Carrie mentioned, I think kind of every other one down Broadway.
And Main Street.
Broadway,
and then
Main. Yep.
They also go down Memorial Drive.
And Memorial Drive. Mm-hmm. So.
And with this, too, there are several different ways to find the forms to fill out. You can go to the Chamber website. I know we posted it on the KROX website. You can just go on the little search button and type baskets or chamber or anything like that. And but if they just want to stop by, I know they can do that as well.
Yes, that's correct. We have the forms available in the chamber office, and we're open from 9 to 3.
Okay. And if somebody just wants more information, maybe to call, what is the best way to do that?
Yep. You can call the chamber directly.
Mm-hmm. And you also take Venmo, correct?
Yes,
okay.
We do.
So
yep.
They can pay that way.
Yep. And you can reach the chamber at 218-281-4320.
Okay. First month, and there you go. Besides the flower baskets, I know there's, is there anything more you want to talk about the Adopt-A-Baskets? Obviously, there's still some that can be adopted, and you're encouraging people to do that. And the last push here, especially coming up on Memorial Day weekend, it'd be a good time to do that. And but anything else you want to touch on the Adopt-A-Flower Baskets?
We hope that you will adopt a basket to fill the streets with beautiful flowers that will make the community look gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So please help us.
And it really does add, even like in the spring here, now that everything's greening up, it's when you drive through, what do we mean? Oh, yeah, the flower baskets aren't up yet. So it does add quite a bit throughout the summer months. What else is going on at the chamber? I'm sure not much. There's never anything going on at the chamber, is there? You have... the summertime, I'm sure, is a busy time with a lot of different things going on.
Yes, we're really looking forward to great partnerships in the community with all involved. And one big item that comes up for us and that we're doing some planning for is Leadership Crookston. Mm-hmm. So.
And if that is held usually what time of year? Is that summertime?
Typically, we start in the fall.
Sure.
Our first session, Travis Oliver helps us out in a big way. Our first session, just an icebreaker and get to know each other. We go kayaking or canoeing. Yeah. We start just that mile east of town, and then we end up in Central Park. And it's just, that's what we kick off with, and that's typically in August or September.
And that is a very valuable, if you have a new employer, even if you've been around for a while, it's amazing. People, I've talked to people that have lived in town almost their whole life, say, I didn't know this was going on in Crookston, as far as the different things that they learn. So it's a valuable tool for employers to send their employees to, or even the employers. And it really helps, and also the friendships that are made from the people that attend it are huge too.
Yes, so we're deeply embedded in our planning and really looking forward to my first Leadership Crookston as well. So,
and one thing I've heard, I was at the CHITA meeting, I've been at city council meetings, and they have talked about wanting to work with the, they're looking at doing collaboratives and working with the chamber, and that's exciting to hear that there's entities. One thing in Crookston we don't always do a good job of is working together, even though we go in a roundabout way of doing that, but it sounds like directly this is going to be happening, and that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, so we have our chamber window. We have a storefront revitalization brochure mm-hmm. up and some signage in partnership, you know, with the city. And so there's information on the grants that are available mm-hmm. for storefronts. There's a couple of different options. And then, you know, if you participate, we walk you through the process and how that can help you to renew your chamber membership mm-hmm. or become a new chamber member. So,
if somebody isn't a chamber member right now, how do they go about becoming a chamber member?
I would contact the chamber office. Mm-hmm. You can also do some research on our website. We have a beautiful website. And so there's lots of good information out there about us and, you know, what we're up to. And I'd be happy to visit with anyone on the phone or via email and send out a membership information packet mm-hmm. so you can review the benefits that are available to you for being a chamber member.
Yeah, there's a lot of new faces as far as the leadership in Crookston, yourself at the chamber. I talked to Carrie Kirschbaum. She's new with the Economic Development and Economic Development Chamber. That goes hand in hand. And Kami DeMalt as well at the city. And they said that they were going to be maybe looking at going around and introducing and meeting people throughout town. And I'm sure that's going to be nice to put a name with the face or just meeting new people as only your first month in the job.
Yes, thank you. I'm really looking forward to getting out and meeting the membership and stakeholders in the Crookston area. And yeah, have just first been really focusing on being, you know, in the office. So if people come in, that I'm there to be able to, you know, greet them and direct them to the information available. And so next steps now are really, you know, being on the go and getting into the community to meet our existing membership base and potential new members. So.
Sure. And then in the summer, also, you always have the Sugar Beet Golf Scramble, which is always a fun time. And that, I guess, a way of honoring the egg community, whether it's the employees, farmers, or those. And obviously, Crookston is a big egg community. So that's coming up, too.
Yes, and we look forward to that. More on that in June.
So. Sure. Okay. And Carrie, I was on the board, and when we had to hire a new executive director, I call it many years ago now, but it's you have to be pretty happy with who you have hired with Janelle. It seems like she's doing a great job in her first month already.
We hit the jackpot. If we could have handpicked any, well, I mean, and it just dropped in our lap. She dropped in our lap, and it was, we couldn't have asked for anyone more qualified to sit in that position and represent Crookston. She is a breath of fresh air. She is just driven. She's ambitious. She has been definitely on boots on the ground running since mm-hmm. day one. We just don't want to run her down already.
And I always say the first year is always the toughest. And then after you get through that first calendar year of working on everything, and then it's like, oh, we did this last year. So now, but that first year, I'm sure, first month especially, has been tough trying to figure everything out and just getting, I guess, acclimated to the new job, I'm sure has been a challenge in itself, Janelle.
Building the muscle memory.
There you go. Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the chamber before we wrap up?
I just want to thank you both for, you know, having me on today. And, you know, thanks, Carrie, for joining me. And, yeah, just want to encourage you to adopt a basket. So.
And again, there's, as we said, they can go to the Crookston Chamber website. They can go to the KROX website and just type in chamber or adopt a basket, and they can search for that there or just go down the news stories. It was, I think we ran it last week, and we have the forms there, or they can stop by the chamber office, and that's an easy way, and come stop by and say hi.
Yes, happy to help. Thank
right.
you.
And we have just two more things.
Sure.
So we will be hitting our ambassador visits hard in a couple weeks. June 7th, we will stop at Noah Thompson or NT Auto Repair. He is in the position or the building of the old Mike's Muffler, Mike Callier. So we'll be stopping there, and then we'll hit Minocqua up that morning, and then we will finish off with Revive, the secondhand store. And July is looking very full too. We are excited that we have a lot of people to visit. And then we will start, oddly enough, Crazy Days is 2 months away. So we, if you want to sit on that planning committee, you can definitely contact Janelle. Otherwise, we will just go with we'll start off with the core group, and we'd love to grow that group, and definitely are accepting great ideas, new great ideas, and just to keep that alive for Crookston. And I know that's a big day for KROX too.
Yes, it is, and it's a fun day in Crookston to see people out and about shopping. We like to see that, and always a fun time. It's hard. I can't believe 2 months away. Crazy.
Yes.
So it's summer hasn't even happened yet, it seems like. So anything else to add?
I don't. Yay, Janelle.
Carrie, thank you, and for all your work that you put in with the chamber. We appreciate that. And Janelle, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
I'm glad to hear the first month has gone well so far, and hopefully that continues, and we wish you best of luck as well.
Thanks again.
Thank you. And that is our Valley Talk program for today. Monday, we will not have a program because it is Memorial Day, but then on Tuesday, we'll have Chris Boyk and Victoria Ramirez from the Polk County Family Resource Center. That's going to be a new addition that is tied in at the Crookston Public Library, and excited to find out more about that neat thing. And then I think we will be, we don't have anybody on the Wednesday or Thursday. We'll fill those in. But if you would like to get on the Valley Talk program, you can give us a call at KROX at 218-281-1140. And on the 2nd of June, we'll have, Police Chief Selsler from the Crookston Police Department. So that's what's coming up. We have quite a few days and June already filled up, but we'll be adding those. And you can listen to all of our Valley Talk programs by going to our website, KROXAM.com, click on Community, and then go to Valley Talk.